Om Makandam Sachidanandam Avang Manasagocharam Atmanam Makiladharam Ashre Bhishta Siddhe Arthato Kidvayanandan Atita Dvaita Bhanataha Guru Naradhya Vedanta Saram Bhakshe Yithamati. Okay, 78. Prano Nama. Prag Gamanavan. Prag Gamanavan. Nasagra. Dana Varti. 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 Pranaha Nama. Pranaha Nama. Prak. Gamana Van. Gamana Van. Prak Gamana Van. Nasa Agra Dana Varati. Look at verse 77. In 77 he's listing all of the pranas. They're called Vayavaha, the Vayu, the winds, the pranas. Vayavaha, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. Now we're going to go through these one at a time. Okay? So we're starting with prana. So prana nama. What is called prana? That which has the name prana, prana nama, is what? Prak gamanavan. Gamanavan, that but affix like bhagavat, bhagavan, shows it has this. The prana has this. What does it have? What is the characteristic here, the attribute of prana? It's the going out. Prak can mean, it's kind of an unusual word name for prak. It can be going north, going up, you know, going out. So here he says going upward, so we'll just take it as that. Usually prak isn't used for this, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. He's using it. So pranaha nama. Gamana means going. Gamana van, the one who is going. So prana is the one who is going out or going up. It means the exhale. Okay. So pranaha nama, prak gamana van, the one who is. The one who is going out. So prana is that which is going out.
Okay. No, gamana is the going. Part.
No, it's a gerund.
Okay.
Like if I say gamana, it means going. If I said bodhana, it means knowing. Okay, like that. So it's a neuter noun. Nasa means nose. Agra means tip. So nasagra is the tip of the nose. Stana means place. Stana varti is vartin, from vartin, varti, that which is existing in this, in the place, in the stana, which is the nasagra. It's, in English we'd say it's stana, where it's located, where its home base is. It's where it's existing, where it's placed, its home base, is the tip of the nose.
Well, I'm sorry, what is Varti?
Existing.
Existing.
It is Varti. Being. Okay. Varti, so that it's existing in this place, Dana Varti. It's place of being. It's place of being is the tip of the nose. It has its seat at the tip of the nose. The seat is stana. Mm. Stana means, you can say seat, it means from sta to stand. The stana is a place where it is, where it's located. So pranaha nama, prak gamana van, so it tells what it does, it's the exhale, it's that which goes upward, you say, and it goes upward, goes north, and it goes out. So prak gamana van, that's what it does. And where is its stana? Where is it located? Where does it rest? Nasagra, the tip of the nose, is its place of being. Okay, that's its home base, its seat. Then this guy makes a note. He says, really, prana has its seat in the heart, prana hridaye. Then prana is used in a different way there, but anyway. Okay. So we'll just take what he says. What we call prana is the outgoing breath, the Swamiji would usually say, that's located at the tip of the nose, okay? That's port seat. Then apano.
Apano.
Nama.
Nama.
Avak gamanavan.
avak gamanavan.
Apano nama avak gamanavan. Payu adi, I'm going to break Sunday. Payu adi stana bharati.
Payu adi stana bharati.
So apanaha nama. What we call apana. Apanaha nama. Avak gamanavan. Payu adi stana bharati. Okay? What is called apana is that which goes downwards. So Swamiji usually just says inhale, but it's also that, so if you say prana, if you go like this, prana, apana, you're usually meaning the exhale is prana, the inhale is apana. Hey, Kibbe. Apana.
Little
Kibbe. You know, she always announces herself. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm hungry and I want a different kind of food than what you gave me. So that which goes, pulls the vital force that pulls downward. Then that avak means downward, gamanavan. Okay. Payu is the anus, it's the organ of excretion. Payu adi, and I don't know why they have the adi there. It means beginning with that, with the anus or the organ of excretion.
You
so
know,
did he say something?
Yeah, he did. When I was listening to this, in fact. Well, anyway, I'll play it for you later. But he talks about, because I have a lot of questions about the in and the out, and do they mean breath or what?
Uh-huh.
And he said this whole sequence in this context, he thinks, at least that's what he said when I listened, was that this was a kind of a list of the all the physiological functions of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually translated this as respiratory system, and he did say excretory system. He said that which has to do with excretion, and he says including all the organs, he said including the kidneys, including
other that's
the anus, etc. Right. So he took this
this
rather than in breath and out breath. He took the first one to be respiratory, the second to be excretory, and so forth. Systems, in other words.
With the wind, right?
No, the bodies are just another name for the planets. If you that's prana
not
is the general. Okay, that's good. We can do that. So prana as the respiratory system. Okay, that's fine. Apana, nama, avak, gamanavan, that which pulls downward. So payu, etc. That's the etc.
So I think
the anus, the kidneys, all of the excretory organs. Okay, that's nice. Payu adi, stana bharti, that which has its place, its seat. Its place of being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
No, actually.
Payu is the is really the anus, and it stands for the excretory.
Okay, right.
But
the organ of excretion.
The inhale, it stands for the inhale.
It's respiratory.
The whole respiratory system. Yeah. And then taking the apana as the excretory system, you know, it's for all organs of excretion.
But this supposed to be the last stana bharti, right?
Yeah, stana bharti means place of being is
right.
What?
Michael, I'm sorry, on that.
Oh, on mine?
I am missing, yeah. Oh. 72, that verse, the last verse should be identical with the previous verse, right? The stana bharti.
Yeah, it should be.
Where is it? Oh, yeah.
See, here's Stana Bharti. Here is Stana Bharti. Isn't that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Stung,
you're a sucker.
Stanavarti. I see. That's funny. I looked at that. I couldn't find it from the stick. Stanavarti. Let's do the next one. Dhyano Nama.
Dhyano Nama.
Vishwagamana Vaughn.
Vishwagamana
Vaughn.
Vishwagamana Vaughn.
Gosh, why do they have that double G there?
Looks like
Vishwak. Well, it is. It is, but I don't know why. Just a second. I never noticed that. Should be. I don't know why Vishwa is not enough.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
it's a match
with the others.
Well, maybe that's why I'm looking it up. Maybe there's some sort of indeclinable there that I don't remember or know about. I didn't notice it before. Let me see. Sure. There is, instead of Vishwa, there's Vishwach.
Cha,
that changes to Ga. Yeah. Vishwach will change and declension, become Vishwak, and then become Vishwag as an adjectival. Vishwach as an adjective is Vishwak, and then becomes Vishwag in Sindhi.
From Ga.
Yeah, Ga to Ga, which is where it shows, right? Okay. So, and it means the same, entire, all around. Okay, so that which, how do they say, going or being everywhere, all-pervading, which is Vishwak, all-pervading, going everywhere. So Vishwa means everywhere, so Vishwa, so here it's Vishwa Gamana Vaughn. So Vyanaha is that which goes everywhere, goes all around.
What are we discussing? What goes
Vyana. The circulatory system.
Oh, okay.
Vyanaha nama Vishwagamanavan akila sharira bharati. Bharati from bharatin means that which is being, is existing. Akila sharira, the entire body. So its dhanam, its place of being is the entire body. Akila means all, the whole body. Akila sharira bharati. It's existing in the whole body. That's its dhanam. So the dhyana, what we call dhyana, dhyana hanama, Vishwagamanavan, has for its nature, it goes everywhere. It pervades everywhere. Akila sharira varati, its place of its being, it exists in the whole body. Right? It's abiding in the whole body. Is it clear for everybody? Mm-hmm. Udana nama.
Udana nama
kantasaniya urdhvagamanavan utkramanavayuhu. Okay, udana nama, that's what we call udana. Kantasaniya urdhvagamanavan utkramanavayuhu. So what we call udana, udana hanama, kantasaniyaha, has its place of being in the throat, kanta is throat. Kantasaniyaha, it is located in the throat, its place is in the throat. Urdhva gamanavan, it is that which is moving urdhva upwards. Udana is really that often called the peristaltic movement, or that which ejects the soul from this, away from this physical body at the time of death. So, because urdhvagamanavan, that which pushes upward, utkramanavayuhu. He says utkramana means the crossing over, the passing out of. Let me see how they translate utkramana. It's the wind, it's the prana that crosses over, means ejects the soul.
Well, that only happens once.
See, utkram, to go up, step up, ascend. Ascend is good. To step beyond, to step out, to go out or away, depart, to pass away, to die. Right. So it has the sense of ejecting the soul out of the body. The what allows the body to, the soul to ascend or to depart the body. So it's the value for utkramana. You know, for ascending or for ejecting the soul.
So will we have that? Will we get that as an actual experience? Is that experiential at some point? Once?
Yep.
Yeah.
When you die. Udana nama.
Udana nama.
Kantasthaniyaha.
Kantasthaniyaha.
Urdhvagamanavan.
Urdhvagamanavan.
Utkramanavayuhu.
Utkramanavayuhu.
That which ascends or crosses over at the time of death ejects the soul.
What does pa mean?
It's a potential ending, but it means that which has it. Here it just means it's stani, that which has its place as the kanta. It's not being used as a potential. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they say that stani is the throat.
The kanta. Yeah, it's stani is the kanta, is the throat. Kanta. It's throat means throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This. The kanta, you know, the throat, there's a chakra there actually, and sometimes they say that the soul for most ejects outside of the, out of the, this throat chakra, but I don't know much about that. So, that's what they're saying here. Oh, here it says, though at the time of death the subtle body may pass out through any part of the body, saving from the top for people who are going to Swargaloka. Yet the throat is most often this exit. I don't know much about that. It's all esoteric. Everybody okay with this?
Yeah.
Samano nama.
Samano nama.
Sharira madhya gata.
Sharira madhya gata.
Ashita pita.
Ashita pita.
Annadi.
Annadi.
Sami karana karaha. Samanaha.
Samanaha.
Nama.
Nama.
Sharira madhya gata.
Sharira madhya gata.
Ashita.
Ashita.
Pita. Anna.
Anna.
Adi.
Adi.
Sami karana karana karaha.
Sami karana karaha.
What we call samana is the digestion. Samana. Sharira madhya gata. This is that which is the gata, that which is in the middle of the body. Sharira madhya means middle. Gata means that which is located in, that which has gone to.
Got. Easy to remember.
Yeah, but we don't say that in English. It means just that which is located in. So sharira madhya gata, that which is there in the middle of the body. Ashita, past backward participle, that which has been eaten.
Okay.
Pita, that which has been drunk. Anna, food which has been eaten and drunk. In English we'd say the food has been eaten and then drinks have been drunk, but here annam stands for all of it. So ashita, eaten, pita, drunk, annam, food, annadi, food, etc. Okay, so the food, etc., which has been eaten and drunk, two past passive participles. Samikaranam. Samikaranam means making the same. Making equal means assimilating. It's your digestion. You know, where you're grinding everything into one gooey liquid.
Okay, okay.
Making everything the same. Okay? Mm-hmm. That which does that. Karaha. Mm-hmm. That's which is the doer. That's what makes everything assimilate. This is the assimilation of everything. If you look up samikaranam, it'll say assimilation or making equal, making everything equal. Sama means making everything the same. Mm-hmm. So you take in all of the food and then the digestion takes place and makes everything, you know, into one assimilated mass. So samanaha nama, it's sharira madhya gata, it's located in the middle of the body. Ashita pita annadi. Sami karana karana. So the samana is that which makes everything the same, beginning with food, etc., which has been eaten and drunk, and which is located in the middle of the body. The food that has gone into the middle of the body, you can say, you know, that all the food that has gone into the middle of the body, everything that's been eaten, all the food that's been eaten or drunk, etc., that process of making that which makes everything the same is what we call samana. We just say digestion. Everybody see it? Okay. Let's do one more.
So can I ask you, is there a reason that they don't do the other systems? You know, they don't do the reproductive system, the nervous system, all that. Is there a reason only these systems are mentioned?
They probably didn't think about it. Yeah, because it probably wasn't part of their worldview, you know. I don't really know, but
yeah.
There are some that we'll see if we probably don't have time today, but there are some other systems that they include, you know. But basically, these type of paradigms are just meant to help you. You know, it's not like becoming a doctor or something.
Right.
They're meant to, in broad strokes, make you able to differentiate what you consider your physical body and your subtle body and all of these things from yourself. And so it's not going into a lot of differentiation, whereas if you were to study Ayurveda or what they have and kind of the medical shastras that they have, to what depth, like they have nadis and all of these things.
Right.
You know, they have a lot of different levels of...
system might not be a value.
But like the reproductive system would have been known at that time, you know.
Well, they do have sexuality. They do have that.
Okay.
They have that. They have that under the karma indriyas. The whole sexual reproductive system. Yeah.
Right.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. And plus the generative system. But still, there's going to be things that they're not developing.
Right.
You know, but. To what degree they develop them in the particular shastras is another matter. Like nadis have some similarity to the nervous system, for instance. Sami karanam tu.
Sami karanam tu.
Paripaka karanam.
Paripaka karanam.
Rasa vruddhira.
Rasa vruddhira.
Shukra.
Purisha,
Purisha, Adi,
Adi,
Karanam Iti,
Karanam Iti,
Yavat,
Yavat.
Sami Karanam. This assimilation, you know, if you look Sami Karanam up in the dictionary, it says assimilation, you can say digestion. You know, what do we mean by Sami Karanam? It's making everything equal. So one word they use for that is assimilation. So the Sami Karanam too.
Do you have ma or no?
If I break the sandhi, sami karanam, that nakara is an anuswara, sami karanam, to paripaka karanam, rasa, rudhira, shikra, purisha, adi, karanam, iti, yada. Okay? Two is just like where I thought he's just differentiating it. You know, we wouldn't probably translate it. Sami karanam is paripaka. Paripaka means for something to be very well cooked. You know, making something very well cooked or very well digested, let's say. Paripaka karanam. Okay, the sami karanam is paripaka karanam. The making well cooked, making well digested. Paripaka. We use the word paripakwa. Someone said the person is pakwa.
Yeah.
Means we use that as he's very mature, right? But here this paripaka means very well cooked, well digested, kind of making it that way. What is Kyle? Oh, the lymph, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's what that is. I don't know if it really means that here, but rasa. Rudira is blood. Shukra is semen. Purisha is material waste. There's another word for urine, so this is the material waste. Etc. Karanam. So in the digestion, all of these things are produced and more, right? When you guys just take the food in, you know, that digestive, the act of digestion, and then sorting all of the food out, it's producing all of these things, right? So you're producing the rasa, producing blood, rudira.
What was the rasa? I'm sorry.
Rasa is like the, what did you say, lymph?
Lymphatic fluid.
The lymphatic fluid.
What's that? from
there. You have lymph nodes through your body and it moves fluid throughout the body.
So rasa, vidya, shukra, semen, purisha, material waste, adi, etc. Karanam. That which makes, produces all of these things. Ityavat is just a, there's no way it really gets translated. It does, it's like saying ityavat, all of these things it's doing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, and what was producing?
Karanam.
Oh, yes.
Karanam, producing, making.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So he goes on to say that a little bit more about the samana.
He says there's God's blood and other materials.
That's what I was told, but you too. You know, he can't go into these things. That's my breath. It was prana prana with always exhale, inhale. That's it. That was no more. And then he just goes away. Quite sticky. Don't say those things.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's stop here, then we'll move on.
So we're
going to
carry on the tradition, right?
No. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.